Welcome to the Friendly Geordies podcast. If you haven't listened to it before, I'm not giving you a special hello. You're probably by yourself. That's your problem.
You're a loser.
You should be ashamed of yourself. I don't want you listening to this.
Yeah, what do you do? I bet you really like taffy.
What, you think it's one of those 1900s kids that has the, give me a bigger lolly.
Yeah.
In his hand, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Plays stickball.
Yeah.
Taffy.
Yeah. Finds TV too stimulating because there's too many senses being engaged at once. Has to listen to radio.
Yeah. Gets to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang once a year for his birthday and then cries if, like, it's any less.
Yeah, digitally remastered freaked him out.
Are we getting the sound right? Because my ears are exploding with your voice, Jordan. Like, it seems really, really loud.
Does it?
Yeah, I can't wear this.
Really? Well, that's a very you problem, Ali.
I hope it's not the rest of the listener problem.
It's working for me.
No, I don't think it is. I mean, it sounds... Oh, whoa. No, you're right. God damn.
2LT.
2LT. Listen to me.
Haven't changed the speaker since 1969.
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Well, we're just going to continue with this podcast that was basically just a testing ground.
Yeah, bring that shit up, Jim.
Yeah, time is money. Keep going.
All right, so the first segment we've got here today, as always, we start with heavy and then we move into light. You know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. That's the one that's the biggest, and then you move on to dinner. We do the same thing here, which is sum up a movie star's name in a few sounds.
I love this game. I actually love this game.
I'm going to improvise.
Well, you invented it.
Did I invent it?
You're the brainchild of this stuff. Unknowingly. That is the mark of a genius.
Shit.
Eureka moments that are just not significant enough for him to even remember. Just going into the ether. But
it's
in
like
year
80%
10.
Of my life.
Yeah.
Year 10?
And now, like, it's your favorite film of all time, I, Robot, which is...
How is that?
Why is that your favorite film of all time? Are you walking Kmart?
Look, I need to clarify that.
You
no, there's no
clarify.
Clarification.
No, no,
you
no,
should
no,
be ashamed
no,
of yourself.
No,
and
no,
get away from the mic.
No, I'm not having that. Jordan is a tough movie watching buddy because I like a wide variety. If it's not The Book of Eli or... What else do you like? What's the other one movie you
Man,
really like?
I was the one that made us watch The Wild Wild West last night. I'm
no,
not peeking.
This guy is a crazy movie critic. Normally,
I know
someone who's a tough sell would be like, yeah, Citizen Kane is my favorite movie. Yeah. This guy's favorite movie is Oblivion.
Well, let's not say things we can't take back, Ali. I mean, clearly that's a good film. But what I'm saying is...
The best of all times?
Yes.
I mean, it is up there. But like, that's
I
what
told
the,
you.
But the thing that annoys me is like, you know... Who doesn't want to watch The Matrix? That's what gets me.
Dude,
I love
Matrix.
The Matrix.
Yeah, okay, Matrix
But anyway, basically, I don't love iRobot. I just want to watch it more than anything in the whole world. That's where I'm at with it. I'm not obsessed with it. And I'm sorry, but Will Smith is like the black Tom Cruise, basically.
He's exactly the black Tom Cruise.
Don't you reckon?
Because like no one gives a shit about him anymore, just like Tom Cruise.
It's really sad. It's so sad when stars from the 90s just, for no reason. It's like, you know, I don't know. You slipped up once in 20 years. No, no, no. Now you're in the dumps. It's like, what? It's so brutal. But
wait, no, Will Smith isn't in that. He keeps trying to make movies that are going to win him an Oscar. But
why?
Making horrendous picks.
What?
Remember the one where he's like, I'm a doctor who found out that football, who would have guessed, is bad for your brain.
Oh, yeah, concussions.
Like, yeah. And
he
also, like, it was apparently,
me.
Like, really... Yeah, yeah.
Okay, no, sorry. But Jordan was explaining this to me. I hadn't even heard of it. And it sounds so bad. Like, it sounds like, you know, I haven't seen that movie called, it's like Moonlight, and I don't know anything about it, but I assume it's one of those ones where it's like, slow cut scenes, long shots... Come on, give me the Oscar. Come on, long shots. But like, I feel like that is the same sort of thing. Like, what the hell storyline is that? Like, oh man, your brain's dead from the football. No, that's lame.
No, but it does happen. Like,
we know it happens.
You're constantly hitting your head.
It does, but
yes,
it's like,
but dude,
but was it
he
epic?
Just
was
filmed
it?
A physiotherapist's office for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and also we already
why
have.
Why does that deserve an Oscar?
And we already have a movie like that, The Longest Yard.
where everyone, the whole cast has concussions, not from football, just from being dumb.
Yeah, from being 10 feet or like 10 feet close to Adam Sandler. Just 10 feet, just started going, Jack and Jill.
I love these old ass references. I need to tell the listeners that one of the names that I came up with during the celebrity voice section was Chris Pratt, and Miss Love and Jordan both went, who the hell is that?
You should explain it to us. Dude, you don't know.
No, because like I just don't think it's worth explaining.
I don't think anyone knows. Because
I hate, dude. Everyone knows who he is.
How can we take a poll? Can we take a poll from our pod? I'll probably forget
by the
end.
Hate him. Like, I hate him too. But like,
what's
everyone
just write this: Chris Pratt, who's that? If you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
And if you do know who Chris Pratt is, just write I know who Liam Neeson is.
Yeah. Send a photo of Roger Moore, sorry. Damn, best Bond.
Is it that's the Australian one, right?
No.
No one knows his name.
No one knows. He was the very first one, and
I bet you he won Australian of the Year before the movie came out, and then as soon as it did, Bob Hawke just kicked down his door and was like, "Give me that."
Yeah. He was explained to me actually
Keeping
just quickly.
A bad name.
He was explained to me in a really good way that first the first James Bond was explained to me by a mate being like, he was considered one of the most handsome men in the world in the 50s, which means if you look at him by today's standards, he was extremely ugly. Like a really bad looking man, like sort of wide jaw and like high cheekbones, and a sort of a guy that's like, hey, yeah. And so because of that, he was like a male model, like the biggest, most paid male model in the world.
Yeah, what's
is
up
with that? Right?
Yeah, and similarly, Sean Connery, this is just a bit of a trivia as well. Sean Connery used to be a bodybuilder, and there's photos of him, and my mate was saying like, look at this bodybuilding competition, and he was like, they're just kind of muscly because it was pre-steroids. It was pre-steroids. So
everyone just had P90X bodies.
Yeah. And that was a world-class bodybuilder. Sean Connery's got like a bit of muscle, and it's like, he's huge.
Because they didn't have like doctors from Beverly Hills telling them which celery stick to eat at like which
Take me back to those times. Like, it's so good.
And I bet, the diet would have just been steak and potatoes is what gives you six pack.
Yeah. Steak and potatoes and Benson Hedges.
Now make sure that you have a few beers with that. Guinness, no less.
Iron helps you play.
Carbohydrate intake is as important as your alcohol intake.
Yes. Greatest dietary professional of the age was Todd.
What?
From the Simpsons.
Iron helps us play.
I do
that
want
joke
some damn vegetables.
Is so underrated.
Yeah, it really is.
There was another joke that I thought was underrated. Now I can't remember what it is. And that's the kind of quality research you get for your donations of Patreon.
Yeah, if you're not donating, shame on you.
Yeah. So I can watch The Simpsons and then not remember why I bought a bar.
Jesus Christ.
It's going to work towards our Alzheimer's treatment.
All right, so here's the reason why. Anyway, as always, I was starting with a point, and then Miss Love just basically was just going like, oh, yeah, movies. Oh, I've got to drop my girlfriend, the Bathurst. And just like thinking of all these thoughts that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. In year 10, with iRobot, I said that it was the sickest film ever made. Even though I got mugged after it, I still thought it was a great film.
You got mugged? Like emotionally mugged, though, maybe.
Both.
Jesus.
Yeah, mugged by Will Smith's powerhouse performance and that he was robbed from the Oscar, but also physically mugged.
What suburb?
Wait,
just quickly.
What?
Just at Bondi Junction.
How were you mugged?
Where the mall is.
How?
Where there's all these women walking around in mink scarves.
Wait, Brazilians?
Did a Brazilian mug you? No, this
they're
is
rapists.
This is
and some, I assume, are good people.
This is pre-Brazil. This is pre-Brazilian. Yeah. This is like when Bondo.
No,
was
this
just
is just
Polish people.
No, because like, dude, I've been
no, it's
like
just
defending
Russian lads.
Oh, okay.
You're pretty much right. Oh. What is the difference between Russians
and
Polish?
Like a border. Anyway, what you did I say? Me. What did I say?
Anyway, so I came in, and I was saying, and I was like, I got mugged, and you're like, look, I don't care about that. How was my robot?
Go me.
And I said, that a boy, Miss Love. I've come so far. And so, yeah, I was talking about iRobot to you, and you were going, dude, that sounds shit. Just why am I going to go see a movie that is just Will Smith for an hour and a half going, yo, 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 hell no.
How have I have gone down in value. Like, that was mad. Yeah, I say crap things now.
I watched the whole movie again because of Miss Love. That was the whole film condensed into a second.
So that's the one where, like, his German Shepherd dies, right?
Yeah. No, that's I Am Legend.
Fucking hell.
Anything with the word. How self-absorbed is he? I Am Legend. Next film coming out called I Am Great.
What do you mean I can't be casted in the new remake of I, Claudius? We know why, Will. Now,
boycott the Oscars, why?
Yeah, because Will Smith didn't get his little toy.
No, I'm blaming his wife for that one.
Yeah,
I'm blaming his son. Stop pushing him up.
Yeah.
First of all, Will Smith, talented in any regard. You're like Jamie Foxx. You think you're good at a lot of things, but if you listen to it, all of his raps are just well produced, but it's just this every time. It's just like with him going.
Is this Will or Jamie?
Keep going.
Will
I'm
or Jamie?
Getting into it.
Huh?
Will or Jamie?
Please don't tell me he raps.
Dude, he's. You know that song that's like Jamie Foxx does that song.
No,
that's
no, not Jamie. I thought you were talking about his son, whatever his name is, Jados.
Jaden.
No, you're right. I mean, the kids. You know what? You know what's crazy about those two kids? Because he's got two or something, and they both had careers. They went like straight, like our mate Oscar, straight in the deep end, and just went for like really over the top, art house bizarre songs, which got him a big hit. But you can't start with that, and they started with that, and then their careers finished. They peaked at like 11. They came out with like I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. It's just like, whoa, what the fuck is this? And then it was popular, and it's just like. Good luck writing a follow-up to that, you moron. I don't whip my hair. I mean, what the fuck? It's hardly a song.
They should like go. they should completely go the different way. They should start imitating Frank Sinatra now. I think that's the only redemption.
You might be onto that. You might be on. And Will's probably concocting that in his Beverly Hills bloody basement mansion right now. Just bit of this, bit of fuckwit.
Bit of Afro, bit of Nina Simone, bit of Louis Armstrong. Here we go. We've got a brand new Jaden Smith.
Let's do the sound so we can move on to something. That'd be good. As opposed to this segment, which is nothing to begin with.
Hey, you will blabber on about nonsense until we say. This is the new pod, all right? You don't have
the new and improved pod. Instead of 70% of it being shit talking, it's now 85%.
Who's going
first?
So
here we go. Sum up Meryl Streep in a sentence.
Me?
Miss Love, go.
In a sentence or a sound?
You can do
a sound
sentence.
Alright, here we go. Ready? You ready?
Mm-hmm. Meryl Streep.
Ow. That was her neck turning.
He's a prop comic.
That's the end of the pod. The whole recording. We're never going to record again. It can't be. Can we do that again?
Sure.
Instant
replay, and I'll actually improve on it and be like, ready, hold on, let me just give me 1, 2, 6 to govern my thoughts.
And that's why we need more disabled people in Hollywood, and why Trump isn't allowing it to happen.
The only crime here is you didn't go last. The contest is over.
He's crying. Creaking her old neck. Just to look over it. I don't know what she'd even have to move her neck for. She's got so much money.
And gold.
God, so good.
How do I follow up to that? Just give me some other celebrity.
No.
We're not doing Meryl Streep again. That's a crime. That's like remaking The Karate Kid. You just don't do it.
Once again, a Will Smith relation.
Can we just pay him out for the rest of the pod somehow?
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, fuck Will Smith
edition.
It won't be hard. You do Shia LaBeouf, Ali.
Ooh, that's
easy. So sentence or sound again?
You can do either or.
Man, okay, fuck. Who has seen him in like 20 years? The last thing I saw of him was in Disturbia, and it was just like he was just annoying and hyper. So like, I guess, holy shit.
Like a mating call for an
Indigenous
bird.
I hate these celebrities, but like, if they deserve some dignity, right?
Yeah, that was an epileptic fit.
Well, I think he's prone to that, right?
Yeah, true.
Dude, he's dead, isn't he?
No, he's just in. Man, okay, I'm sorry. I just have to say this. Just I've said it before in a pod, but it's just so good. 4chan, four or five occasions managed to confiscate and take down his "He Will Not Divide Us" flag, and then the final straw was, I think he went to a nut house after. He put it in an undisclosed location with no information where it was, with a photo of it against like a blue sky. 4chan managed to like, I don't know, like measure the ratio aspect of like the shadow hitting the floor in relation to some building. It was in like a farm in Arkansas. They found it. They took it down and put a MAGA hat on it. And he just lost his fucking mind.
So he's like, he's legit crazy, right?
I think he's lost it.
Why is there so many conspiracy theories about the moon landing? Just ask 4chan if it happened or not.
I know! They know.
Weaponized autism.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just so great. But, yeah, man. I think that sound was pretty good, actually. I think it wasn't that far off. Like,
it wasn't that far off.
It's just bizarre.
Him and who's that other fucking who are the rest of the crazies of Hollywood?
Oh, I don't know, Jack Nicholson.
He's lived his life though.
I'm just kidding. He's awesome.
She
I don't know who the crazies are, man. Like Lindsay Lohan. I don't know.
Yeah, didn't she like convert to Islam?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gavin McInnes's video on her is amazing. He doesn't even pay her out for converting. He pays her out for the way she talks, which is like, I was at my friend's house and she gave me the Quran, and then she realized that the Quran was a really nice thing, and I said, thank you, I haven't read the Quran. And she's like, look, she's putting an accent on. When did you turn? Did you turn into an Afghani lady? You can convert. It doesn't mean you're not American, you fucking idiot.
That's
so good.
Yeah, I'll pay that one.
Anyway, who's yours?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
What have we got?
What's his final?
We've got... Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's okay. A good one.
Liam Neeson.
All right. You motherfucker. Where's my son? Daughter, I can't remember in this movie which one I've got.
This man.
No, you know,
dude,
what?
Dude, every single one of his films. Is there any other film he's ever been in?
Dude, it was actually No, Batman.
He's always looked like a dad, right? Like, he just, like, crawled out of his mum's vagina and he was a 50-year-old man.
Scottish
man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Thanks for this nap, love. I really appreciated it.
Yes.
Now we can have some haggis around here.
His problem was he, like, didn't he, like, his first movie was as a middle-aged man, right? Wasn't that... Holocaust movie, his first movie?
I think his first movie was Love Actually, wasn't it? He's in Love Actually.
Can't be. Isn't Love Actually just a movie of cameos?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a Christmas postcard of a movie, but
it's a good movie though. I enjoy those movies.
Dude, you should hang out with my girlfriend more.
That's fine. I can just watch those movies independently and enjoy
this
myself.
This is all I have to say about Love Actually. Is 4 times a year enough? Enough?
We don't want to hear your testosterone stories, all right? Some of those movies are actually good. And plus, that director is fucking awesome. Like, all of that, so Before Sunrise,
Before Sunset. Love Island 2. Before Sunset?
Dude, those movies are like gold of romantic comedies. Ethan Hawke.
Oblivion.
Oh, the movie. Sorry, you're getting me to go into it.
Oblivion. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ali, but the people have spoken.
Oh,
no, I'll pay.
You guys are all closet gay. You're just trying to suppress your emotions.
There's no denying that.
Every time
no one's saying we're not.
Yeah, we're the biggest gays in the world.
Yeah.
We're the new kind that like.
No, that's like, so wrong. Miss Love is the most heterosexual man I've ever met in my life. But just it's. You, I don't know. You're all simultaneously, it's like you are the most heterosexual man in the world, and then somebody has been secretly harnessing and leeching out all the testosterone in your body.
So I'm just dying.
Yeah, I think so. Testosterone man plus like fourth stage terminal cancer.
Yeah, it's a decent mix.
And it's fair. Yeah. And speaking of fair, let's move on to the people that pay for this Patreon.
Yeah,
to stoners. What's up with that?
Yeah, no, I've got something
God,
to
say. God, there goes half of our subscribers.
I'm too high for this right now.
Did you blaze up and drive?
Did you?
I may not have.
Yay!
Damn.
We all know who the baddest mofo of the pod is. Well, you should start about stoners then.
Well, here's the thing about stoning, man. It, like, proven fact, kills cancer cells.
We know that.
Yeah, but obviously, Miss Love's a muso. Like, that is their version of being a doctor. I'm pretty sure that if you got a muso to go into a general practitioner's office and there was just a stick of weed there, he would be able to have a conversation with that stick of weed. Like, yeah, it hurts me, and I just don't know. Weed? You recommend I smoke weed? I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
Look, man, it's the same. It's the same thing with what Bill Maher says about weed.
What's that?
Well, there's like half of the people get lazy after smoking weed, and for the rest of us half, it does exactly what it says. It makes us high. We're better at it.
Look, I might have had a personal. Go away, Meryl. I might have had a personal vendetta
for guest host
in this during this topic, which is essentially that a friend of mine had an important arrangement that I had planned for, I don't know, 6 months, and I specifically told him that I'd like him to rock up to a location at a given time, and I stressed.
Maybe 6 months in advance.
6 months. And I stressed.
Well, there's your first problem. That's a huge time span for this guy to remember.
Well, there was a lot of
No, he just has a problem with the concept of time and space.
Yeah.
You're already going against the tide.
Man of the universe.
That's too kind.
No, this is the thing that we're talking about. Stoners aren't men of the universe. Stoners are men of a parallel dimension. Where nothing matters except for the blue planet. That's it.
Happiest people on planet Earth.
They are the happiest people on Earth. Yes, they're not of this world. We were asking that. We were just thinking that this guy, if he was on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, is like, okay, here's a million-dollar question. What is the planet you're currently sitting on? He would legitimately say, Mars?
Yeah.
And he would think that that's the right answer.
So this is the problem. They're great.
But can you prove that he's not on Mars?
Yes.
Aren't we all just a figment of imagination?
Shut up. Listen, no. But
see, this is
why
you shouldn't get stoned and drive on the highway with the most monitored.
Cops. The most cops in the New South Wales. But this
and
is they'd
the, come up here and say name shit like that.
But this is the problem, Ali. You're right. They're chill and they're, I'm sure, happy as Larry. But one, if another one of my friends didn't literally drag his corpse out of bed and, like, yank him into the car and drive him.
Yeah, like a hero does out of a burning house. He had to kick the door down with him.
Hold on, buddy.
Yeah, to be a personal chauffeur to take him to the location, which was still an hour
Not
and a half.
Not chauffeur, Ambo.
Yeah,
he Ambo. Had alcohol poisoning.
He gave himself alcohol poisoning and was spewing outside the car. His car was covered in vomit, so he nearly killed himself.
That was the best. You texted them saying, because I said to Miss Love, there is no way that you're going to get a guy that doesn't own shoes and a man that is, like, I don't think that I think he legitimately thinks broccoli is weed and not just a phrase. Like, he probably just eats nothing but weed.
He smokes those broccolis.
He does.
Smokes broccolis.
In every...
Whose biggest problem in life is, no matter how much I eat, I'm still 48 kilos. How gross is that body set?
It's so annoying.
It's the scariest thing in the world. Somebody whose body is Gollum.
Yeah. So this
like
is
it must be just that weed and sucking eels down live, and then he comes to Miss Love rings him up at about like 9:30 and says, "Hey, you guys here at 10? I said get them to come up here on Saturday."
Which
yeah, was refused, but it was like, dude, I got a party. I'm like, but can you, like, maybe not go? It's like, obviously the line's bad. You didn't hear what I said.
What a champion.
Stop. No, dude. Like, okay,
yeah,
so,
they are.
Dude, he's a joke. There's nothing I value more than
no,
humor.
I love him.
Yeah, yeah, he's joke Jesus.
I love him, and he's amazing, but it's like, they're great people, but it's like, it's just, you know, it's hard for him to, it's like, you know, can you, here's a button. You have to, okay, you have to get up at 11 a.m., press this button, and the world, you know, World War III will not start.
Okay,
he'd sleep in.
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
space,
and even though the world exploded, which you would imagine to be pretty loud, he'd be hurtling through space on an asteroid in his bed, and he would wake up at what used to be 5 p.m. and go,
oh, fuck, I totally spaced. And then he'd be like, what, spaced? And then just, like, wig out in the pun for, like, 45 minutes.
And then keep trying to ring up his dealer on his phone, being like, where the fuck's the reception?
This is shit.
Okay, here's what I have to say about that guy. One thing, there's nothing wrong with that.
Fair call.
Secondly,
I've one objection to it. I would have preferred if you said, "Ain't nothing wrong with that."
Yeah.
Man, and the second thing is that's more a reflection of himself, dude. Okay, so I definitely would smoke more weed than you, Miss Love.
Yeah,
and I feel like I am more functional than you.
I'm not
you being sober.
True.
And that's because Miss Love doesn't have blood running through his body. It's just little buds, tiny little weed buds that just go. So he's higher than you are,
yeah,
Ali. There's no way you can beat him.
Yeah, dude, technically
his
I'm disabled.
His brain is probably a bud.
Technically disabled. Yeah.
No, but here's the thing. This guy needs to be in Hollywood. Meryl Streep, dude, she's your ally.
Yeah. And the new hit, Bud Brothers.
Hey, what's happening
Meryl
over here?
Meryl Streep and Miss Love Bella Bragic in the film of the year. Built specifically to rob Will Smith yet again of the Oscar.
Guest starring Rob Schneider. I don't know why that guy needs to guest star in that movie.
The Academy just thinks he's too controversial.
But here's what I would say, actually. As a man who is now 26 years old, dude, okay, so smoking weed is definitely not the best thing. Because, like, even now, at one point I thought, yeah, I smoke weed. I still do shit. It's all good. But now, dude, like, I actually smoke way less weed than I did before, and I'm really happy about that, too.
In the words of Dave Chappelle, you're functional, but you ain't crisp.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I always.
This is my deal with all these donors every time I do a video about how smoking weed is bad, and they all come back and go, I run. I have a job. Where? At the RTA. Oh, that sounds like it's really
fucking
hard.
That's a requirement to smoke weed.
Your job is to make people wait in line.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, dude, there is a requirement to smoke weed if you work there.
Because you'd go fucking crazy if you didn't smoke weed at the RTA.
It's like, Terry, you are not blazing up right now. Here, I'll light you up. No, just you. I'll light you up. Stay seated.
That's warning one, though.
Yeah.
No, I always... I always compared smoking weed to, like, a military soldier wearing a heavy backpack. You can still run, but you could run way faster without it.
And I guess what I'm saying is there is nothing more certain than the proclivity of stoners thinking the blue planet is really, really, really mad in comparison to anything. More so than we know that white blood cells are the defensive ones. We know that less certainly than a stoner will really rate the blue planet or anything David Attenborough fucking says.
No, Blue Planet 2 is the best.
And what I'm getting
take
at,
it from the
because,
stoner.
And get this. He was, like, up in arms that, you know, that, like, Jordan dared have the audacity to point that out. He was like, but, mate, it is mad. And it's like, yeah, but like...
But don't you get the point
the
of
point.
The thing is that, yes,
it's
David Attenborough is mad, but you're not mad. Do you understand? Like,
There's a distinction.
You passed out in the McDonald's garden at 2 p.m. and we had to stop filming... Because you had to, so you could spew in the McDonald's garden when you hadn't eaten anything. I'm sorry, but the blue planet is not a mirror. You know, like, you are not David Attenborough. So maybe just have that little separation in your mind.
Just a tiny one.
And look at the fact that you look like the love child of Jesus giving birth to a baby with Gollum.
That's way too harsh.
Oh, why would you describe it there? Go on.
Jesus and Gollum.
Rock Jesus.
What, like Dwayne the Rock Johnson with Jesus?
No.
Yes, let
imagine
that be
if he gave birth to that. All right. I'll chuck you a bone. He looks like an evil wizard.
Yeah. One of the bad
Does he
wizards
have one
from
of
Lord
them
of the
pointy hats?
No. It's not in the
then,
okay.
Then he's not
no.
wizard. Go back to Gollum and Jesus. I like that.
Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is let's just try to figure out some sort of equation here where, you know, we can get stoners. No, it's simple. If you smoke weed, even it out with some coke. Get some of that buzz going so that if you have a job, you get there.
Jesus. And get fired after testing.
What? Weed isn't
you're
tested?
You're on a fucking drug cocktail.
Yeah, but they're not going to be like, oh, yep, you are. You have your 90% of your THC level is blood is fucking full of THC. Sweet. Wait a sec. A line 2 days ago that I could barely see. Get out of my office!
Such an elitist point of view, because cocaine is expensive, so rich people snort it, and weed is also expensive, but somehow poor people manage to do it.
Damn commies. Anyway,
it gets you further, man.
That's all I got to say about that.
Like, it's so unfair that, like, all the drug testing vans, they test for weed, but they don't test for cocaine.
They do.
It's pure classism, man. It's because you can smell weed in a car. That's why.
Also,
it's
they
easy.
Test everything. They test caps. They test.
Can they also test STDs?
Cops?
Yeah, why not? It's public service. Put that tax down in my
yeah,
some
can
use.
You move away from Miss Love and I
a little bit
that
more?
That sounds
disgusting. He momentarily keeps.
What about if they test STDs? I don't want to pay money for
it. No, Ali has
accommodation.
Ali just.
You're just. Ever since Tinder came into your life, Ali, you've just turned into like. Kanye West's fuckboys that follows him on Instagram.
No, I just
don't want to spend money and I've got heaps of STDs.
No. Ali just momentarily lapses back into thinking he's in Karachi and then just forgets that he's not there.
What?
I just assume.
Well, you can bribe a cop to do anything, including test you.
Yeah. Fuck GPs.
I'm such a dick. Whenever there's something like dodgy, I'm such a racist prick. I'm just like, aha, it's probably shit there. I bet it's not. I'm just joking. You know what?
You're not a racist prick.
No, you're
talking
not a racist.
Common chinch. Again, we're in the 2LT studio in Lithgow. You are
sorry,
one of the good ones.
You're in the minority, bro. Here.
Yeah, Ali. Automatically, just because your name's Ali, one of the bad ones.
But if I go to Sydney, I will be run out of time in town. What? Oh, here we go. Please tell me.
Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs.
Oh,
look who it is.
Round
the
of
star
of
The Office.
Fran. Round of applause.
Give her a round of applause.
Yeah, doing her...
Good on you, love.
Sending an email, I'd say. Doesn't have a computer.
That seems
computer
to be a job.
Home. Doesn't have a computer at home.
Her job is to send emails, ring us up and go, hey, do you know how to do my job? And then we say no. And then she goes, oh, yeah, I thought I'd just ask. And then just hang up. And
that's another segment for another time, but yeah.
Yeah, but the next segment is Fantabulous Pets and Where to Find Them.
Yes.
And the answer is your vet.
Yeah. I took my overweight dog to the vets.
What the fuck?
And get this, a gecko made a road trip down from North Queensland in a banana box because their housing prices are just so cheap down here. And a lady handed him in to the vets, and then of course
it's what happened with Bart Simpson releasing the bullfrog into Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
These geckos are from Thailand.
They look pretty much
exactly the same as our geckos, except for uglier.
Right.
And we got one of those geckos. Awesome.
Yeah, but basically, I called Jordan. I texted Jordan about the scenario, and in about 20 seconds, he just responded back saying, "Coming now." I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's right. And then while I spared, it was like that. Oh, no, you don't. That trampoline is mine.
Yeah.
And then we got down there, and there was a text in my pocket as soon as I kicked down the door panting, going,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was there. It was so
I can't.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was superhuman. Jordan's how fast love, I got there. I'm pretty sure I just apparated through pure willpower.
Yeah.
I have ascended into the realm of a sixth sense. I'm a mutant now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm one of the X-Men.
He's Gambit. He's Gambit from the X-Men.
Yeah, but instead of just getting really mad about flashbacks of my mum dying in a burning building, it's just if I can get a legal pet that I'm just like...
Yeah. And it's also bizarre how quickly he... I've realized Jordan's like insane love of animals and how instinctively he reacted to saving a small lizard. I reckon if I was like, dude, your mum is hanging off a cliff, he'd be like, well, I'm writing a script.
Everyone's got problems.
You know what? I can't refute it at all.
Oh, that's so horrible.
But it's true. I just really like animals and really don't like people. I'm a misanthropist.
But you've always wanted a reptile pet. Remember we did a whole pod episode where we asked the audience what sort of pet we should get?
Well, I guess God answered it for us. That's awesome, isn't it, to know that the creator of the universe is sitting there being like, yeah, man, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
He listens to the Friendly Geordies podcast.
The thing is, that's the explanation. I'm pretty sure like the animal that was suggested to us was a gecko.
Was it?
Yeah, at the end of it. It was either like a lizard or a gecko.
All I can remember is the comment of them going, shut up, we all know you want a snake. Just stop asking everyone else.
No, I'd hate a snake.
Why?
Why?
Oh, they're just... I don't like them.
Slimy little creatures.
No, I don't think they're gross.
I do really want one in the house because it is one of my fantasies that one day when you wake up, much like when I throw dogs onto you as an alarm,
just
snake? To get him to bite your cock.
Well, that's why I don't want it to happen because I know you'd do it. And it would just be like one of those... It'd be like every shitty James Bond movie or every shitty Indiana Jones where I'm just like sleeping and then this, you know, cut to the shot of the snake, cut to a shot of me sleeping, cut to a shot of the snake, cut to a shot of me sleeping, cut to a shot of the snake, and then I go... Whoa! It's like, and then I shoot
it
off.
But then it zooms
in
on the alarm, and it was 4 hours after it happened. You slept through the snake eating your penis, and then you woke up and you went,
"Why don't I need to pee?"
Yeah, no! The worst. If a snake bit me in the ass, I'd probably just not.
Turn around and go, "Oh right, I grew a tail."
Next dimension, man. My cousin.
I'm evolving.
Steal
I didn't know I was one of those reptile people in Super Mario the movie, man.
That's amazing.
Why are you a stoner without even stoning?
No,
I don't know. I'm not a doctor, are we?
You and I both partook yesterday, though.
Don't tell my audience that.
Hey,
after so many videos of get off weed. You know, I'm the human Happy Harold.
What?
I had one drag. It was a Bill Clinton amount of weed.
Why were you paying me out when you guys partook in it just yesterday?
There's nothing wrong with smoking weed. I'm just saying.
No, that defeats the whole point of our first segment.
No. I'm saying that there is something really wrong with smoking weed. But much like I am with everything else in my life, I'm a bullshit vegan. I'm a bullshit no-fapper.
Yeah.
I'm a bullshit non-smoker.
Yeah,
like, it's just like,
You're in the
95%
cured. You're human.
You're
human. It's impossible to just fucking cut that shit out.
But I honestly reckon that that's like a
dude,
good self-help
principle.
Dude,
he's a reptile himself. I don't think he's a human. Yeah. Jordan's a shapeshifter.
Yes.
I do have those eyes, don't I?
So do I, though.
It looks like in snakes.
See?
We both have the Asian. Both of our cousins, both of our ancestors were raped by a Mongolian. That's what happened.
Yeah, but weren't everyone's ancestors raped by
history
Mongolian?
Was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Hey, like the show Horrible History.
Coming back to the topic, I remember my cousin
No, you wait your turn, Ali. I just got to say this one principle because it's just been rattling around in my head for a long time.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, we can move on.
No, go on.
I think this is a really good way to look at life, which is that 95% is better than 100%, which is that most people in life, and it's the same reason why everyone goes, I've had Greens and Labour, absolute scum. Why? Because it's 70% of what I want in a major party as opposed to another party that's 10%
of
what
I Greens,
want. We're genius.
Because the Greens' immigration policy wouldn't be contentious. Just banging the floodgates off is a good idea. Just ting, ting. Oh, now there's no gates at all. That's a great idea.
On paper, they're the best, and everyone knows that.
No.
But this is what I'm saying, is that like...
I disagree.
You're just a racist, aren't you?
There's no denying it at this point. There's too much evidence.
No, I didn't. Dude, but you know what's fucked up? Miss Love, do you know who I'm really, really into? I'm obsessed. Who? And don't take this the wrong way, audience. But, dude, I keep watching Steve Bannon day in, day out.
Steve Bannon's... There's nothing he's not a dumb shameful guy.
About no, he is guy. Not a dumb guy. On the contrary, he's a very intelligent man. Yeah. I disagree with his conclusions, but his analysis is way better than, like, any fucking mainstream guy.
I like his
I like
passion.
His immigration policy. That's, like, the one that hits me the best.
Is that
what else? What other policies does he have? I know what he was. He also wants that,
What was wrong with the '50s? I really like hair gel.
He wants
to bring back America to the industrial state it was in the '50s.
He wants
America to be what China is now, just making iPods.
No, he actually does. Yeah.
Who wants that job?
Yeah, true.
You kill yourself in that job, and he's saying, yeah, more of those jobs.
True.
Yeah.
True,
well, he's an economic nationalist, and I don't particularly think there's anything.
But that's
wrong
cool.
With
that's cool that you like it. Like him.
Here's the thing. I like him because, dude, here's the difference. Like, I was watching his BBC Newsnight interview, and the interviewer was constantly pressing on him, just being like, "Trump won because of like misogyny, racism, and all that shit." And he's like,
"I've never heard that one before."
Nah, like Trump won.
Say that again. That's a great concept.
Here's the thing. Like, you've heard all of them, but like Steve Bannon just saying like, "No, he won because like most people in US can't afford the cheapest car in the market." And you just go like, yeah, I like that guy better.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Who's better? Yeah, him or Elizabeth Warren? Come on.
No, Elizabeth Warren is better. But, like, I'm not comparing...
Pocahontas.
See, I knew he was going to say that. This is the reason that everyone who listens to McInnes or that ilk hates Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, it is.
Well, because she said that she's related to Pocahontas.
She said she had Native American ancestry. She wasn't like, yeah, Pocahontas, great-grand aunt.
Nothing being on this pod for 3 years. You can't judge people on small things like that.
Yes,
you have to look at the policy.
Yeah, obviously the policies are more important, but it's annoying that she thinks she is more, has more heritage, Native American heritage than like, you know, the leader of some big-ass reservation
say that.
In Arizona.
Trump said that.
No.
She's never said that.
No, she did.
Wait, okay, show me one fucking recording.
Okay, www.yahooemail.com.
www.fuckingmcinnisasholeknowledge.com.
No, it's not. It's Ali, get fucked, / MySpace.
All right,
I
fine.
Think this is www. Do these websites really exist?
Dude, she's a sick cunt. You know what would have made Obama way better? If he had made her.
I'm sure her policies are good, but I just can't. That just shits me.
But I will.
She's just Bernie. She's like a
exactly.
a woman Bernie.
Yeah, yeah.
And except her voice is quivering, and it's like, why does your voice box have Parkinson's disease?
Yeah, yeah.
Leadership skills probably might not
like
be
her
their
life
best
in calling was to be a angry librarian that gets angry at you. You know, your book's like 3 days overdue, and she's fucking angry. That's her calling in life. Like, oh, you had to return it. What do you think this is?
Hey, man,
Jake
if I can,
is on the book mark is, that you have in the book.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the problem with the right.
Here we go.
If I can extend a branch and like say that, no, Steve Bannon's analysis is good.
Yeah.
You could probably pay a little more attention to what the fuck Elizabeth Warren has to say.
Fair call.
Fair
she's
call,
annoying.
But I think that Ali, the real take-home of this is that after 3 years of trying to educate Miss Love, I think Miss Love has educated us. She does look a lot like a librarian.
No, Ali, you are right. I will... Okay, look, on my timeline of how long it takes me to sort of, like, decompose information, in, like, 4 years, I'll probably be like, yeah, she's got some good points, you know? So, yeah.
I don't
approve of her quivering voice, but I do approve of Medicaid.
You know how pissed off I was at Hillary when she didn't choose her as her vice president?
Yeah.
You know what? I bet she would have fucking won.
Yeah.
I'm saying that
really?
Now. Fuck Bernie. Like, Bernie would have obviously won, but if Hillary had chosen Elizabeth Warren as her vice president candidate and not that fucking dude whose only... His only advantage was that he could speak fucking Spanish.
Yeah, true.
Who gives a shit? Like, Kevin Rudd could speak Chinese.
Yeah, he actually couldn't. He just
so
put that
much
on.
More complicated than
he
just
didn't.
Putting
he,
L at the front of every English word.
He just put that on. He couldn't. Have you seen the footage of him, like, after thing, but like, ni hao na da, bah,
Fucking language is fucking difficult. It's like, dude, you can't even... You just bullshit it. You can't even speak Mandarin.
Suppose, but actually. Mandarin is so way Aussie more as difficult. Well. Oh, I'll take your word on it.
Yeah. But Jordan is right. Mandarin is infinitely more difficult than, like...
it is.
Calling pistol pistola.
Yeah, and being like, whoa. Cerveza. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, siesta time.
I'm pretty sure you can just wiggle your hips around and Spanish people would know what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, they're all dead.
I got to bounce. So you're going to go to the last seg?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, what's the last...
But the point is, if anyone has some fantabulous pets, tell me where to find them.
I'm going to turn
Miss Love's house into a zoo.
But for the love of God, do not write in if you think that there's like a murder or your friend's depressed. Nothing about people, because Jordan will not help. If you are like, a dear friend of mine is suicidal, Jordan will be like, yeah, I lost that email.
Look, you've missed out on the most important detail of this email. Where is their grave so I can go and spit on it?
Jesus Christ.
And speaking of enlightened viewpoints, the Dalai Lama just ended Buddhism.
That is
a huge call, Ali.
Dude, it's pretty fucking insane. Like, Dalai Lama is preparing all of the Tibetan Buddhists in Tibet or elsewhere for the end of the religion.
How?
Because he... So, the thing was, Dalai Lama is born... after a Dalai Lama dies.
Mm.
And the Dalai Lama, in most cases, chooses the next Dalai Lama. Or...
like the Pope.
Yeah, like the Pope, right? But the Chinese government has now demanded that they're going to choose the next Dalai Lama.
How?
By forcing it. Because...
but how are they going to choose it?
They're going to say, we know who the next Dalai Lama is. They usually just go up to like some kid and like, oh, he's the new Dalai Lama. That's how it's always worked out.
Ah, so the Chinese could replicate that. That seems pretty
easy.
Yeah,
the Chinese could replicate that.
Yeah,
the government.
You could do it, Mislav.
The government fucking does everything there anyway.
So there's been this constant political battle because Tibet is like...
Sorry, keep going.
That'd be amazing if he was arrested on... All right. Let's just go to a middle ground. There's this guy in Lithgow that I know who purposely goes out of his way to dress like a dynamite fisherman. if that isn't the sound of enlightenment, I don't know what is. All this om nonsense.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Go on.
Sorry, Ali.
So
I would just go up to China and find the guy. I'd line up about 10,000 people that pay the Urhu. They go, and the one that was the most
that
epic.
That was the music, fucker.
That was the one that was... the one that was the most epic, I'd be like,
you.
It took
me like 5 seconds to realize that's the Chinese national anthem.
Can you imagine the national anthem? The national anthem would start just be like, Japanese food. Like, translated.
Well,
like,
Japanese.
Sashimi is good,
is it
but none is
wait,
better.
Wait, let me take a
what
moment.
What did you say? Then China. No, let
I'm
me fucking
so
finish.
Sorry.
None is
are
better.
Are you saying the Chinese?
Then soy chicken.
Take the mic away from this man.
It pretty much is. It's the most self-aggrandizing national anthem.
But it's
I
not
remember
even
listening to the...
Miss Love is saying
can
that Japanese
that?
Food is amazing for
I
the Chinese
that,
national anthem. They hate each other.
Can that be my out? Can I leave on that note? Can you guys just keep going? I'm out.
Yeah,
see you guys.
Now that like... Yeah, as long as
love
we're... Ya. Yeah. Dude, at least learn something. You can't just make...
Hey,
and with that...
Sit on it.
He was God. Bless you, Miss
this guy,
Love.
As soon as we got to the substantive section, he bounced.
He got scared. He was scared of learning something, and now he's gone.
Do not pay this man. In fact, lessen your Patreon dollars by 20 cents. Does not deserve the cash money. I feel like, what's the point of this segment now?
Because I think I kind of know what you're talking about from a John Oliver segment.
Oh, did he talk about it?
Continue. Go on.
So basically, like, Dalai Lama... So the Chinese government was saying that we're choosing the next Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Which was basically a means to control the Tibetan population. Because Tibet is, like, an extremely important area. It's a buffer state between India and China. So who controls Tibet kind of guarantees security for themselves. So they were like constantly just tried to like first China tried to woo the Dalai Lama, Then they tried to kill the Dalai Lama, and now they're just like, all right, so we'll just keep it as a time thing. Just like they did with Hong Kong, the 99 years, and then after that it's ours. So once the Dalai Lama dies, that's when we'll have our own Dalai Lama, and then we can control the Tibetan population. The Dalai Lama played like a masterstroke. He's like, so this is what's going to happen. If I die, that may be the end of Dalai Lamas.
Damn.
So, which means, in a way, he's kind of ending the religion, which is a very
He's nuked it.
He's like, which is a very pro. That's why, like, you often hear him talking about, like, how morality does not have to be religious. It can be based on our ethical values as a society. He's preparing the world for the end of his religion.
What happens after that, then?
That's it. You just kind of like go home.
So nobody in the world is a Buddhist after that.
No. Okay, so Dalai Lama is not revered by all Buddhists. It's the Tibetan Buddhists.
Are those Shao Buddhists that samurai sword people?
Yeah, well,
they're not a fan of his peaceful ways.
Yeah, they just think of him as a guy who claims to be a saint, or because he's saying so. The Buddhists believe like these special people end up going to Nirvana, right? But the Dalai Lamas, I can't remember the original chick. It was some chick who decided that I'm actually not going to go to Nirvana, even though I can. I'm just going to keep reincarnating.
Mm.
And so that's why like there's been like so many Dalai Lamas. And this current Dalai Lama is supposed to be the last one because he said he's going to be the last one for political reasons.
Wow. So what happens after that? Like what...
No, so
there's no actual ramifications to it, really.
No, there's an insurgency. Because the thing is, religious people, like, it's not that easy telling a bunch of people that have revered you for, like, so long to, like, oh, okay, now that's the end of religion. So they've, like, apparently Dalai Lama's brother is claiming that, no, the Dalai Lama doesn't end with him. So I guess there'll be, like, offshoots. Some of them would stop following.
But who cares who the Dalai Lama's brother is?
Exactly.
No one even cares who Bono's brother is.
And also, the Dalai Lama isn't supposed to be, like, a family thing. But what are you supposed to do when, like, the main... Imagine if the Pope just said, like, yeah, okay, no more Christianity. Like, some people would be like, fuck this Pope. The fact that
he... Speak for me, man.
The fact that he believes in welfare state is enough for a lot of Christians to go like, fuck this Pope.
Real.
So you could imagine...
What, and start another Church of England?
Yeah, protest.
So that's what's going to happen with this. It'll just be splinter groups. Instead of the Dalai Lama, we will have the Goat Lama.
And the Chinese government has demanded that there be another Dalai Lama. Because they recognize that if the Dalai Lama ends with this guy, there'll just be too many groups to control. They just want to have a figurehead that they can control, that can control everything else. So they're asking the Dalai Lama, forcing him to have another Dalai Lama, which technically, according to theology, isn't based on, like, you know, political pressures. Like, it's a divine thing. It's and that's what tells you, like, how these religions are... Like how politics, culture influences religion. So you can look at your own religion, like Christianity, Islam, whatever, and think of it like, man, there must have been some like political events at the time that have influenced in what I believe in now.
That's a really good point.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of the same with Christianity, how the only reason why it is mainstream now is because Emperor Constantine adopted it purely because... He drowned his entire family and all the pagan priests that he was talking to, and he was going, could you absolve me of my guilt? They were going, no.
Yeah.
You are a psycho. There's no redemption for you.
Yeah.
That's the end. But Christianity was this weird sect that goes, God forgives everybody. And so he made that the official religion of the empire. And got his mum to walk around the empire going, oh, yeah, Jesus was born there. Mary, a prostitute. Why not?
Yeah, but you know what? Even with Christianity... So this will tell you like how Christianity was influenced by the politics of its time. Because Christianity wasn't made big by Jesus. It was made big by Paul. And Paul was a Jewish cunt. Oh, sorry.
And also now owns Paul's Warehouse. Decided that his religion isn't for him. Shoes are.
He's still there. He's still chilling.
So good. So, discount Adidas. That's my religion.
Paul just basically jazzed Christianity up for the Roman palate. Because Christianity before that was like a hillbilly thing. That was all about like poor people and all those nasty things. And Paul was like an intellectual in the heart of the Roman Empire and got influenced by Christianity because he claimed to get revelations. And then he was just like, yeah, here's the thing. I like your Christianity stuff, but we've got to jazz this up.
Wow. Imagine if Paul was the great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather of Sam Harris.
He probably was. He's the same sort of guy. Sam Harris is like...
What do you think? It's just like, he's just... Let's talk about the morality here.
Yeah, can you explain to me why, like, I was listening to Sam Harris. He was like, all religions are horrible, except for Jainism. That shit's dope.
What?
Yeah, he really loves Jainism, which is like a subsection of Hinduism.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because I think, like, he's really into, like, that Eastern Suburbs housewife way of thinking about religion. It's all energy. It's all around us.
Yeah, that is really weird about him. I've never noticed that before, but you're right. He is pretty much Madonna.
Without the Kabbalah.
More, like, that's pretty much Kabbalah, right? Like, yeah. as if that small subsection of Hinduism isn't just basically witchcraft.
Can I just say the best thing of Kabbalah was that my brother's girlfriend, who was like a proper Muslim, hated the fact that my brother was an atheist. So she brought him a book which she thought will make him more Muslim, which read Kabbalah, but she thought it was Kaaba Allah. And she basically just like gave my brother a book on like Jewish mysticism, thinking that that would make him closer to Islam.
Damn.
Here's the
thing. Tell she was born very close to a red rooster.
Red rooster, and probably owned all the red roosters because she was rich as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. She owned like a few hospitals.
Who owns hospitals?
The government should. The government should.
Oh, man.
But she's like...
That's so damning, isn't it? Something that is extremely technical and precise and is really life or death, and the heiress of that can't even spell Allah.
So sad. Apparently she's now married to some rich cunt. And yeah, gave one sense of her hospitals as dowry. Like,
holy shit.
Yeah, it's
and up, kind of offensive as well. I give you, in exchange for my love, 1,000 cancer patients.
Cancer patients are just changing ownership.
Yeah, what?
No, but like,
such a weird world.
But dude, cancer patients would be so cool with changing ownership. Like, dude.
Yeah, that would be the last of their concerns.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, as long as I get the treatment, I don't care which guy owns my ass.
With all these noble decisions as soon as you're on death's door. It's the same with the Dalai Lama. How old is he now?
Why? Who's getting a call?
Is this you?
Yeah, probably. Wait.
Is that your phone? It doesn't look like it.
Yeah, I changed my phone.
Well, that's information that you need to know. Now, the point is, if you'd like to see the video footage of the Friendly Geordies podcast, we are giving that exclusively to the Patreon donors, like we said we would last week, but then didn't. But we promised, just like all Patreon promises, to do it.
We're gonna cross our legs. But we're gonna do like we're gonna upload that one, and also after this, we record a video section of this, but that's only for Patreon.
And we've got a special announcement that, just like Instagram girls, where they say, "I'm so excited, but I can't tell you what it is right now," and that's coming up soon. And by soon, I mean right now. We're also double bonus package. We are giving people who are subscribers to Friendly Geordies, because that's the way that you should be looking at it now, a free additional Friendly Geordies podcast every single week, but only to those who donate.
Yeah, because we're...
God, we're assholes.
Because we're like high-end escorts now. Actually, we're like cheap whores, because we would like $1 would get you all of this.
Don't say... We're Howard Stern. We have squeaky mics, and we make people pay subscription fees. We pretty much just talk about sex.
Yeah, and also, now for all the pod fans, we're also on Spotify, which is irrelevant because I guess if you're already listening to us, then you have a means of listening, but...
Good for you guys. That's what we're saying. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
But we'll see the Patreon subscribers probably in 2 days.